was a funeral on the prairie, all his children gathered round. They put him in a horse-drawn wagon and drove him into town. In the dark of February, snow covered up the ground. In a pioneer church made out of sod, we sang, "A mighty fortress is our God." He was born in 1898 when the plains burned red and green. To God-fearing pilgrim parents, the 12th kid of 13, they broke up that ground yard by yard with a mule and an oxen team. Now we're burying him out on the lone prairie where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free. Back at the house, we pushed that big oak table against the wall. Built a fire in the cast iron cook stove, made room for one and all. The children and grandchildren piled our snow boots in the hall. The women worked like an oil machine, the coffee boiled and the kettle screamed. And the old folks took to telling tales of back when they were young. And it weren't too long before that four-string banjo began to strum. Mom played the fiddle and my Uncle Lars played his accordion. The farmers cried in their flannel sleeves when we sang that song from the old country. Well, that was long ago, and as the years go by, I still forget he's gone. But I look out on the open plains, and I know his soul lives on. He's the red sky mirrored on the lake, he's the first cold light of dawn. He's a coyote's wail, he's a winter storm, he's an August wind blowing through the corn.
Brennan Lee on WVTF in a virtual Roots Down session that is from her new album, Prairie Love Letter. Prairie Funeral is the name of it. Brennan Lee joining us from her home in Nashville now. Although you are still a bit homesick for the prairie, right?
That's right. I moved to Texas in 2002 when I was just a kid. I was a teenager and I lived there 15 years and I moved here about 3 years ago.
And music became a part of your life early on the prairie.
So just picking guitar and singing was in my family for fun. We did it for fun. And my brother and I started playing together as teenagers. And we started touring a little bit in the summer times. And on the weekends when we were teenagers, 14, 15, 16. And I just kind of never quit that.
That is often the case with music. You get started and you just can't stop.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting when you start so young, you learn, hey, I can go play somewhere for 3 hours and make a couple $100. It kind of makes the getting a summer job at the Dairy Queen a little less attractive when you know you can go play music for fun.
And what were you playing when you started? Who were your influences?
When we first started, we were playing a lot of bluegrass. We were playing Leuven Brothers songs, and we were playing, we liked the Everly Brothers, and we also liked a lot of Delta Blues, Bessie Smith, Robert Johnson, Howlin' Wolf, things like that. But we sort of went totally country, like around the time we've been doing it a couple years, and we just went country crazy. And just started playing country music from that point forward.
Well, you certainly have carried on the legacy of country music, doing an album of Lefty Frizzell songs. And an early album had a cover of Johnny Horton's North to Alaska. That resonated, man. It's part of the soundtrack of my youth.
So, yeah, I mean, that was that Tooth Into Plow record. I made that when I think I was 20 years old. And I hadn't written that many songs, so it made sense to... I had to fill it out with some covers, and I loved Johnny Horton. I love the storytelling. I love that it was a song about the gold rush and dog sledding. I mean, it's history. It's like a little movie.
Yeah.
So I've always been attracted to songs that are kind of just a colorful story with some history.
Yes, yes, indeed. And from that same album, the theme song from the movie Jeremiah Johnson.
Yeah. Funny enough, like I just recorded that because I had discovered it through like a boyfriend I had at the time and been into that movie. And it was one of the things we were playing at live gigs. Hey, let's learn that song from Jeremiah Johnson. And so we just ended up recording it, and it's now, it gets a lot of hits on streaming services still. Like, I think it's because maybe, I don't know if anyone else has recorded it. Maybe people Google the song and that pops up, but it's like the little movie theme kind of thread that runs through the movie. And we just learned it and recorded it.
Let's talk this new album, Prairie Love Letter. You certainly do not subscribe to the admonition that I see on Facebook for artists to just shut up and sing when they begin addressing issues that they are passionate about. You have a song on this new album, Pipeline, which again resonates since we've had a couple of proposed pipelines in Western Virginia that have caused quite a bit of controversy. And you sing in that song, "You Ain't Laying No Pipeline Here."
Well, I think you should sing what's in your heart, and you should sing what's weighing on your mind. And that song was written right when I heard about the first kind of problems in Western North Dakota with the Dakota Access Pipeline. And it just made me so mad that it was this company from way out of state that wanted to go through this area that they thought was not important. You know, I've never even heard of North Dakota. You know, that's how I pictured it, was that the company just didn't care, and they saw dollar signs, and it's this sacred land for these people. And so I wrote that for them in hopes that, you know, something, it could create a little tiny bit of hope.
And another song on the album, "Outside the Jurisdiction of Man." You wrote that based on Willa Cather's "My Antonia."
Despite having grown up on the plains in that part of the country, which for the listeners that may not know, in my case, it would be Western Minnesota and Eastern North Dakota. We never read Willa Cather in school. Now, I heard of her and she was talked about, but for some reason I missed reading her until just in the last couple of years. And I read My Antonia for the first time a few years ago and was just completely transformed by this book. The second chapter deals with this young boy. He's 10 years old and he's from Virginia. And it's around the turn of the 20th century, before the Industrial Revolution, or around the time of the Industrial Revolution. His parents have died, and he's being moved to live with his grandparents out in Nebraska, out on the plains. And he's sitting in this wagon, and he's the language is just, it's transcendent. It's, there was nothing but land. He had the feeling that the world was left behind, and that they had gotten over the edge of the world, and they were outside man's jurisdiction. And he could look out and see the complete dome of heaven, nothing in the way. She says the complete dome of heaven, which I just think is, it's this incredible language.
Talking with singer-songwriter Brennan Lee about her new album, Prairie Love Letter, and the title of the album says it all. It's all about from whence you came.
Right. So I've lived away for 18 years now. I've lived in the South. You can probably tell by my accent. But I wanted to sort of show people what I saw as a very romantic and colorful place that sort of gets flown over in lore. It's not written about or sung about that much. Like Texas, California, everybody knows about those places. They're legendary. But the Great Plains states, Minnesota, North Dakota, they're flyover states in the true sense of the word. They're kind of glazed over or glossed over, if you will. And I just wanted to, bring some of my memories to life and some of my cultural references to life on this record.
Well, let's hear that song we were just talking about, Outside the Jurisdiction of Man. It's Brennan Lee in a virtual Roots Down session on WVTF.
Lying in the wagon bottom, looking out over the side at that great wide open western land. There's not another soul in sight for miles and miles around. We're outside the jurisdiction of man. All along the horizon, only stars. The complete dome of heaven is all ours. Haven't got a nickel, nothing's frying. Outside the jurisdiction of man. Ooh. Seeking fame and fortune made me old before my time, and that life, I'll forget it. Soft, cool mornings and watching thunderstorms roll in outside the jurisdiction of man. So let my remaining time all pass on a blanket of swaying prairie grass. Bury me neath the work of God's own hand, outside the jurisdiction of man.
Ooh. Roots Down Radio Sessions recorded live. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
Dakota farmlands, tabletop flats, where Billy and I grew up at. Billy was my friend since we were 10, so I guess I never thought about it much back then. That we both looked up to this farm boy Bo, tall and strong from shoveling snow and baling hay. His big blue eyes were clear and bright as the prairie sky. The heart wants to go where the heart wants to go, and you can't undo it. Billy never told me so, but I just knew it. Billy loved Bo. Goat at the 4-H fair, and I went to state for my pie with pears. For raising a pig, Billy won something too, and we all got to go on a trip to the zoo. And Bo and Billy, they laughed and laughed the whole way there and the whole way back. Billy put his arm around his butt and said, Bo, I sure had fun. The heart wants to go where the heart wants to go, and you can't undo it. Billy never told me so, but I just knew it. really loved Bo. Right out of school, Billy just packed everything in his pickup and he never came back. Had a full scholarship in Chicago, made a lot of himself since 20 years ago. And we haven't seen hide nor hair of Bo. Last we heard, he's still with the rodeo. He never got married, heard through the grapevine, but he broke a lot of hearts, including Billy's and mine.